Jaguars.com coverage of 2014 training camp continues with Daniel Jeremiah of the NFL Network. Good to have you here today. A little bit of a light day, but you're finally here at Jaguars camp.
It's nice to be here. I mean, it's kind of a lighter practice, a big scrimmage coming up tomorrow night, but just getting a chance to see him move around a little bit, get a chance to get your eyes on the quarterbacks. It was a good day today.
Take us through Blake Bortles' progression. You saw him, of course, in the pre-draft process and all that. Where does he compare from then to now for you?
Well, I think you look at the footwork stuff, you can see improvement. I mean, Jed Fish and company have done a nice job here working on his footwork, getting that down. I mean, he's not going to wow you with his arm strength or you know, just throwing the prettiest ball you've ever seen. But to me, he's the more players that get on the field, you just see more from him. You know, one-on-ones, okay. Seven-on-seven, a little bit better. You get in a team setting, and I think that natural instinct that he has kind of comes out.
For the team, though, Chad Henne's the starting quarterback, and it brings a little more stability to this season, at least.
And I thought Henne threw the ball really well today. I mean, you talk about having a physical skill set. He has it. I mean, he throws a beautiful ball, plenty of arm strength. He looks very in command out there. Where, you know, Blake, you can kind of see him feeling some things out a little bit. Chad's pretty confident out there. I thought it showed today.
Biggest part of free agency for this team was on the defensive line. They got a lot of guys, a couple of Seattle guys, Clemens and Bryant. Ziggy Hood came in from Pittsburgh. The pass rush and the run defense should be improved here, right?
You look at the depth they have. I mean, I think they're going to be able to roll seven, eight guys in that defensive line, going to keep guys fresh. They're going to be able to be aggressive. I think that's what this scheme wants, and this is kind of what they built in Seattle, that type of depth. So I think on the defensive line, they're there. I look at the rest of the defense, some more depth at linebackers needed. We'll see how this corner group comes together. Yeah, I love Jonathan Cyprian, what he brings on the back end, but still some holes to fill, but I think the guts of this defense is going to be that front four.
Jumping around a little bit, let's go back to offense. Wide receivers are banged up on this team. It's really a question mark when you throw rookie wide receivers on the field, and that's what this team's probably going to have to do, right?
Yeah, they're going to rely on rookies. I think you could be looking at, you know, three of the top four wideouts being rookies this year, Cecil Shorts being the fourth. But, you know, Allen Hurns, undrafted free agent, looks like he's getting a lot of reps out here. Allen Robinson, I wish I could have seen him. I've heard he's had a good camp, but he's nicked up for a little bit. And Marquise Lee didn't practice today, but, you know, I know him quite well. I know what he brings to the table. So hopefully Marquise Lee can give him that explosiveness down the field. I think they're going to be committed to the running game with Toby Gerhardt. You like to be able to pay that off with some big shots down the field, and I think that's what Marquise Lee can bring.
I'm putting you on the spot. One day in camp.
Oh, gosh.
Realistic expectation for this team in 2014.
Well, when I look at this team, if I'm a fan of the Jaguars, what I would say is don't get hung up on what happens in the first three, four, five games. There are so many new players, so many young players on this football team. I think by week five or week six, you're going to see them start to come together, and I think you're going to see what you have in a football team heading down the stretch of this season. So I'm not going to put a win total on it, but I do think this team might take a little while to ease into the season, but I think they'll be playing good ball over the last 10 to 12 weeks.